You are listening to the Mindful Marketing Show podcast, episode 14.
Welcome to the Mindful Marketing Show with Kimberly Maska. You are about to be empowered as we teach you the best marketing strategies used by today's spiritual entrepreneurs. Get ready to share your message and inspire people worldwide.
Hello, I am Kimberly Maska, your Mindful Marketer, and I would like to welcome you to the relaunch of the Mindful Marketing Show, the podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs who are ready to change the world with their gift and have a business that reflects their authentic self. To celebrate the relaunch, I have a free gift for you. It is the Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business Guide. In it, you will find all of the tools you need to, well, jumpstart your spiritual business and create an abundance of time, money, and freedom. Don't wait to share your gift with the world. Get your copy of Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business today at mindfulmarketingshow.com. Now, before we jump in, this episode is brought to you by Kickstart Cart, my shopping cart of choice for myself and my clients. It has everything you need to create the business of your dreams with passive income, or as I like to call it, making money while you meditate. Picking the right shopping cart for your business is a big deal, and it can be very confusing. So what I have done is created a free workshop for you to help you through the decision-making process. You can find this free shopping cart workshop at mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. That is mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. Now let's listen to this episode. Enjoy.
Hello, I'm Kimberly Maska, your host of Mindful Marketing, the podcast where today's mind, body, spirit thought leaders discuss the latest strategies to build your business and take the icky out of marketing. Joining us today is Cassie Parks, a lifeologist and law of attraction specialist. She is the creator of the Manifesting Playground, where she gets your money mojo in order so you can begin to manifest the life of your dreams. Awarded the best law of attraction program in 2014 and the best law of attraction coach in 2013, Cassie's goal is for everyone to have a life that rocks.
Welcome to Mindful Marketing. How are you doing today?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I am fantastic. It's a little cloudy here in Los Angeles, but it's a beautiful day, no matter where we are. So I've been following you for a little bit, looking at what you're doing, and congratulations. I see you just got the best, one of the best law of attraction leaders for 2014. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
That's wonderful. So what was your personal journey about going down the path for creating your coaching? I love that you call yourself a lifeologist. How did that all start for you?
I think it's like my own, it's just my journey. You know, it's funny, the lifeology title actually stuck after a friend of mine gave that to me after I quit my full-time job in November. He was like, life coach. He goes, no, I'm going to call you a lifeologist. And I said, I love that because I think a lifeologist is somebody who loves life. Like they're looking to experience life on all levels and to create the life that they love, which often doesn't look like someone else's. Like, you know, your dream life is very unlikely to look exactly like the next person's. And I think that's part of the journey and part of the fun. And also sometimes part of the resistance is really getting into identifying what it is you really want and unconnecting that from sort of conventional wisdom and what the traditional masses think they want.
So true. Cause we seems like we're bombarded with what our lives should be like. And sometimes that's just not it.
Exactly. Yeah. And when I, you know, my own personal journey, when I got really clear about what I wanted, what I wanted my life to look like, it looked a lot different. And yet it was pretty easy looking back, like there were moments, but you know, when you look back and you get to the end, you're like, that was pretty easy. And I truly believe it's because it's what you really want. You know, when we're in resistance, it's generally something that, you know, is coming up that we don't want. You know, we're trying to create something that really isn't in our heart of hearts.
Right. Connecting with our soul and our life passion is so important. How did you take the step from knowing this is what you wanted to do to turning it into an actual thriving business?
I would say there was a lot of steps. I mean, there was a final decision, like this is going to be what I do. So for me, that looked like walking away from my job, which was also, it was a process. I didn't just walk in one day and be like, I'm done. It was actually, the date was probably about a year in coming and really about 2 years if I look back into what it was. And so, you know, for me, it was that decision to leave my job. And when I made that decision, like that this was going to be a business, like it was a business, you know, it was just making that decision that this is now how I make my living. Like, this is how I love, honor myself as well as make a bill, make, you know, the money to live the life that I want to live.
So in creating that, what was, we're going to talk a little marketing strategy 101. So how did, so, cause we all know that it's wonderful to have the idea and now we have to make it a business and market ourselves so people know that we're out there. So how did you go about that? What was the best marketing strategy for you to get in touch with your ideal client?
So my marketing strategy really starts with intention. I mean, I'm a law of attraction coach. I'm a law of attraction follower. And so it's that intention that I have my ideal client, which I think is a really important step. A lot of people, they have a general vague idea of what their, who their ideal client is. But again, this means getting in touch with your life, of the life of your dreams, like getting in touch with that client, getting really intimate with who is that client? How do they think? Where do they act? Where do they shop? Like, what do they do on Saturday morning? You know, thinking about all of those things. And not every, you know, you're going to attract a lot of really great clients that might not quote unquote be 100% perfect, but they'll fit in the 80 to 100% range and you'll be amazed. And so I think it's getting in touch with that. Like, I always start from intention versus going and looking for a marketing tool. Like, I start with the intention of what I want and really put myself in that place of business owner, because I can be both. I can be thriving business owner and highly evolved law of attraction, loving yourself university, creator. I can be all of those things. And so I think for me, the marketing starts with that. It's putting on that business place. And one of my, so my best marketing tool of date is Facebook. Yeah. And I've done Facebook really well and it's worked really well. And I had past times where I wasn't completely lined up with what I wanted and my intention, and it didn't really have a lot of effect on my business. But you know, Facebook and connecting with like-minded people is really, like, that's my best marketing tool at right now in this moment.
So how do you, you mentioned your ideal client. So how do you determine, and what does your ideal client look like?
So my ideal clients, they're Apple people, they're Mac. I generally have female clients, but I do have a lot of male clients. But so they're Mac girls and guys. They love to have fun. They love to be around people. They're super loved by people in their life for whatever reason. They might not see that yet. They're the type of people that everybody loves. They're passionate about something. They go to lots of concerts. They do things. They experience life, and they want to experience more of life. And I get in touch with that just by thinking, like, who wants my stuff? Like, who am I talking to? And often, I think your ideal client, on some level, is some version of yourself. I've heard different things, like think of yourself 5 years ago or whatever. And that encompasses a lot of my ideal client. My ideal client is a lot like me, you know, 5 to 10 years ago. And I think that's a great way. Like, think about what you were looking for and what you needed and what you were doing in your life when you started sort of your journey, and reach out to that person. But think about, like, those things that seem non-traditional, right? Like, so it's traditionally, like, identify, you know, they make $70,000+ a year. They make whatever it is, you know, they work in nonprofit. They do this, whatever it is, it's your ideal client. Think about those things. But think about the things like, do they go to concerts? Do they like concerts? Do they love to read? Right. Do they, because when you identify those things, especially because Facebook is my marketing tool now, like, when I know, a lot of my clients, like, I would say, like, love to read is a good example. So I'll repost things about readers, right? Like, about, you know, there's memes about, you know, I don't know, getting lost in a book or things like that. And so, you know, because you're speaking to them, not just from the things that you speak about your business, but you're speaking to them about who you are and what they like, and providing things in their life that are important to them.
So I have to ask how you came up. I've never heard someone say that they're Mac users for their ideal client, which I think is great. How did you come up with that one?
Lisa Hayes has that as hers. And, like, that's mine. Like, that's because I think like a macular sort of defines a little bit about how you go through the world. Like, I think, And so, yeah, so a Mac user, like my girls are Mac users. Like they, you know, they have their iPhone and they love it. And it's always interesting to me because I will look like who's a Mac and who's not in my life. And yeah, I'm like, yeah, I love you, but you wouldn't be my client. Like, cause you just, you know, you have this little bit of different thought process. You need a different coach.
That's brilliant. It's so true. And I'll tell you, my clients will attest to the fact that one of the first things I usually make them do is go buy a new Mac computer. That's so funny because I hadn't even realized I was doing that until you said it. But I that's one of my first things. I'm like, you're going to need a new computer to be able to access all of your stuff and do what you need to do. Go buy a new Mac.
Yeah.
That's great. So how do you distinguish yourself from other people in the same field?
I think just for me, it's being like more of me, like really highlighting those really cool parts of me, which are really, you know, wanting more of life, like digging in really deep, experiencing that. I tend to not do a lot over the top in it, but like I'll take an experience over the top. And I think that's one way, is by living that more life, like really being the leader, like thinking of yourself as the leader. So you have to do a little bit more, and not in a bad way doing it, but you know, you be it a little bit more, you do it a little bit more. Those things that I want, which are people who want to really live their life, people who, you know, yeah, like living your life is probably one of my best examples. But I'm also not afraid, to say what I think if it goes against the mainstream. So one of the ways that I distinguish myself is by, if it doesn't make sense, I don't follow that. Like, I'll be like, no, I don't agree with the way that this person said that. I don't agree with this thought. Like, you can do it this way. And I think that that's one of the ways I distinguish myself from everybody else, is really highlighting all of the ways to do it and really highlighting that it is your own journey. And so if it doesn't feel good, you shouldn't be doing it. And I'm quick to say that. I'm quick to say it in everything. And that carries through. I hold true for that. It's not like I don't go out and blog about how this isn't necessarily the only way to do something, and then in my work say this is the only way to do something. Like, I'm very clear about that in my work. If you're in one of my courses, like in my money course or something else, like so many times you'll read, like, do what feels good. If this exercise doesn't feel good, like, don't do it today. Like, skip it, you know, or, you know, or here's options that you can pick the one that feels the best to you, you know, and you don't have to do it. You know, I'm very, like, so I honor that throughout, like the difference that I stand out. I honor that in my work as well. And for me, it's about really highlighting to people the importance of listening to your intuition and following your feel good. And so I do that in everything I do, not just marketing, but when I'm coaching and when I'm putting on a program or, you know, writing an ebook. It's like, I'm very clear, like, this isn't going to look exactly like what I did. Like, take the tools that feel really good to you and create your own story, create your own journey.
Yeah. Cause it doesn't do us any good to get the tools if we don't use them. Right. So we have to resonate with them and be able to implement, for sure.
Exactly. Yeah.
So being in the mind, body, spirit arena as we are, and I think there's specific marketing and challenges to creating your business when you're focused on mind, body, spirit. What do you think of the challenges that you see that yourself or your colleagues have had in starting your business and setting up your marketing plan?
I think one of the biggest challenges is that often mind, body, spirit people aren't marketers. So, it gets hard. It can be tough to navigate. The challenge is navigating and keeping, like, putting your business hat on and keeping true to yourself. And where I see the biggest challenges arise is when someone tries to follow someone else's path. And so there are marketing, there are marketing things and there are marketing ways. And I mean, I've broken a lot of them and it worked. And so I believe that, you know, you follow sort of that inspired action. You get into being that business owner and that mind, body, spirit person, and you choose your marketing techniques that way. Versus, I think, the the typical way to do it, or when you start out, is like you're bombarded, and you're, and as a mind, body, spirit person, like I said, you're not usually a business owner. You're not, you don't always have your marketing hat on. So when you step into that marketing arena, you either, you know, you sort of just follow all of these, you know, all these little offshoots, like, oh, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this. And so one of the things that happens is that you don't follow through with any of them. That's one challenge, because you know, you don't know. And because you don't know, it's like, I have to do everything, versus if you pick one or two things to do really well, and you do those from standing in that place of intention and inspired action, those two things versus 10 will pay off umpteen times more than if you have a little bit of 10 things. So I think that's number one. Number two is believing somebody that you don't need to believe. So there's a lot of marketers out there. There's a lot of internet marketers out there. I mean, there's so many ways to market. And because often mind, body, spirit people come in and they don't, you know, again, they don't have that marketing hat on. So they don't know that there's all these different ways. So often they glom on to the first person and they think they have to do it that way. They think they have to follow that path. And if that path doesn't feel good, they're forcing it, they're forcing it, they're forcing it, they're forcing it, which doesn't work. And I would say it even works less with a mind, body, spirit person, because it's, you have to be connected. And so following a path that doesn't feel good, it doesn't work, and you get frustrated, and then you get the, ooh, marketing is icky, I don't want to do it. When it's not that the marketing is icky, it's that you didn't find the path that best served you and felt really good to you and allowed your voice to be heard.
But beautifully said, and that's why we're here. That's why, like I said, I mentioned that I think my listeners have probably heard it on almost every podcast. My goal is just take the icky out of marketing and just show you that you can do this, and it's not as hard as we think it is.
Right.
Not as hard. So you mentioned for social media, you're using Facebook. So are you kind of running funnel ads? We're going to get a little technical, so that way people can kind of understand, since there are so many ways to use Facebook and other social media. Just talk a little bit about how specifically you're using it to make your business thrive.
Okay. I'm in the process of integrating Facebook ads. So I haven't done that yet, but that is one thing I'm going to do with my new ebook. And, you know, so most with Facebook, it's the connection. So I'm looking to connect with people, make connections, comment on people's stuff that I like, congratulate people when things go well, and then put my own stuff up there. People want to see what I've learned, or at least my people, they want to see your journey. And I think that's a lot of what I always wanted to see when I was starting out and following some of the big names. Like, I wanted to see and know what happened in their life on a daily basis. I wanted to know how they created, like, how did they get the inspiration and what was going on, you know? And so that's a lot of what I integrate, is sort of a window into my world. You know, you'll get some pictures of me and my niece, or you'll get to know about the day that I just decided I wasn't going to work and went to the pool with my goddaughters. And, but you'll also get like, hey, this is really cool coming, or hey, this is a quote from my new book. Like, just so you know, this is what I'm working on and it's coming. You're just going to get a lot of inspirational stuff, like things that are going to bring you into my world and get you starting to pay attention and listen to me. Right. So I'm going to highlight things when I get onto Facebook. My intention is to, number one, be me. And number two, be in attraction mode, which means I use Facebook only to highlight what's going awesome in my life. And not because nothing bad ever happens, but that's the way I live my life. Like, I don't put a lot of energy when things aren't awesome. I put a lot of energy in what goes well, and I put very little energy in what I perceive to not be going well, just because that's the way I live my life from a law of attraction standpoint. I want more of the good stuff, so that's what I focus on. So it's not necessarily a marketing gimmick. It's about being who I am. And so I do that, and I come on and I think about, who am I speaking to? And when I'm writing something, or when I'm doing something that day, I think, like, who needs to hear this? And I often will put, you know, for my girls that need to hear this today, and it'll be a quote from Loving Yourself University, you know, for anyone who needs this reminder today, and it'll be that. And so I do it in a variety of ways. Mostly I do what feels good. And I put myself in speaking to who needs to hear me. I think about who needs to hear me today. Who needs to be inspired? Who needs to know about me? Who needs to be introduced to me? Who needs to be introduced to someone else? You know, I'm not opposed to introducing my friends and colleagues on Facebook. Like, hey, so-and-so did this really cool thing. She's got this really cool thing going on. Check it out. Because I'm of service. And so it's not just about of service. If I can serve you, it's about how I can serve you by introducing you to whatever it is that you need. Did that answer your question?
It does. Perfect. That's perfect because it all goes back to we use the tools and how best fits us. So yeah, that was a beautiful answer for your needs, which is perfect. So, and you mentioned your ebook. So tell us a little bit about your ebook. When is that coming out and what is it and all that fun stuff?
So it is called Retired at 32. Because I technically, when I walked away from my job, I was financially independent. I have enough passive income to cover my expenses. So it highlights that journey of how I got there, how I used the law of attraction, how I incorporated, you know, all the things that I teach into creating that dream life of being able to walk away from my job and going and doing my business and not having to have any pressure, because that's what I wanted. I wanted to be able to do what I love without the pressure. I know myself. So I knew the pressure of like having to bring in a certain income wasn't going to serve me in creating what I wanted to create. So I did it differently. And so it's just a step-by-step journey about that. And it's about, my intention with that is to show anyone that they could do that. That it's really about intention and following that inspired action is how you get anywhere. And financial independence is no different. So I finished the autoresponder series that'll go along with that. You get the book, so you get to read my story and learn. And then there's follow-up emails that, you know, prompt you, coach you, like, you know, here's this step. Have you done this step? Here's this, do this step. To really get people in that mindset. And then, so yeah, it's going to come out in the next couple weeks.
Fantastic. That sounds wonderful. I want to mention, because I saw, and I think you should touch upon your manifesting playground, just so that people know more of what you're doing and how and the money focus. I'd love for you to talk about that because that looks great.
So yeah, on my manifesting playground, some really cool stuff. One of the things that I'm most excited and really proud of is money, money, money. And Money, Money, Money is a money manifesting program. It's a course. You take it, you get the support of a Facebook group, you get me, you get access to me via email and in the Facebook group. And you register, you do the course, and you actually pay at the end. So you pay 10% of whatever you manifest.
That's like the coolest thing. I read that. I'm like, that's really awesome.
It is. It's really awesome. And money, money, money is a testament to so many things, especially when we're talking about spiritual marketing. You know, a lot of people would say that if you don't make people pay up front, they won't value it. That's not true. People value the opportunity that is provided in that course so much. You know, and it's also, you know, people would generally say don't market like that. And I did it and it worked very well. Like it's one of the most for like a first time, quote unquote, new coach, first launch, you know, it's very successful compared to a lot of coaches' first launches. And it's because they did it the way I wanted to do it. And I wanted to offer it that way. That it felt really good to be able to say, look, like I can teach you this, pay me after, because you're going to get a benefit. I know when I get paid that I made a difference, which is cool to me. So it's a really fun group. It's running so people can join whenever they want, which is really fun because there's a lot of support in the group and you just jump in and you start on day one. And, you know, some people start over and over again. They get to the end and they do it. Some people, you know, they kind of drop off about day 10 and then they'll restart again and they'll make it and go further. And so it's just, it's a really cool course and a wonderful opportunity that I'm happy to be able to provide to people.
I know several people are referring over to you. So how did you launch that product? What was your launch process?
So my launch process really started, one of my current favorite law of attraction tools is scripting. And by scripting, I mean writing it out as it is. And so the launch process for that started day one that I started writing the course. Before I ever sat down to write one word of the course, I scripted out how the launch would go, that it would be awesome, that there's so many people who are signing up. And at this time, I remember writing, you know, I have 170 people signed up. This is so cool. I had no idea I was going to get 170 people because I had about 30 people on the list, on my list, and my list hadn't been active for a long time. So, you know, I had no idea how that was going to happen, but I really started that scripting. And then I just followed what came along with that. I just introduced it. You know, I acted as if I remember sitting in the cost, and I scripted throughout the process of writing it. I would go back and forth between writing the course and scripting out how successful the course was. And when it came time to actually launch it, and I did a couple, you know, I would write along Facebook, you know, this is what I'm working on, or this is what I wrote today, or this is something really cool, or whatever. And when it got time to kind of get into launch mode, I just put myself in that marketing place. Like, what would a big person, like, what would someone who was bigger, like someone who is big, like one of the big players, what would they be doing right now? And so, you know, 5 days before, 10 days before the start of the course, what would they be doing? And I just followed that inspiration. They'd be emailing, letting people know, you know, that they know will promote stuff, people who promote other people's stuff, you know, as a service. So I emailed a couple of those people. I put it on Facebook. I, you know, told all of my coaches that I know about it. I, you know, introduced it in different areas just whenever it came up. And, you know, just even interacting with Facebook with Jeanette Ma, you know, that's one of the things I do too on Facebook is interact, not just, you know, post stuff, but interact. Interacting with Jeanette Ma really introduced that to her audience. And a lot of people came from that. So
that's great. So looking back on your journey, if you had to do it all over again, although it sounds like your journey's gone pretty smooth, but if what would you do differently in creating your business?
You know, I was thinking about this question. Like, when I looked at it, I think when I got the questions a few days ago, like the only thing I would have done differently is be more intentional and spend more time in the being of the coach that I wanted to be, of really putting myself in that being, this place of creating what I wanted and attracting what I wanted. I did a lot of work in the beginning. Like, I worked it. I did the marketing stuff. Like, I mean, I used to post a blog post every day. I had, you know, 5 to 10 tweets going out every day, which went to Facebook. I had somebody who was getting me targeted Twitter followers, like not just randomly picking people, but picking people that existed and were in both a lot of traction community in Denver. And I paid money for all of those marketing things, as well as doing a lot of work of my own, which is all awesome. But what I would have done differently is spent a little more time in the being and really focusing on coming from the place of being who I was and what I wanted to attract.
That's great. Sometimes we do get so caught up when it's a new business in all the little things, we forget, like, oh, enjoy the journey.
Yeah. Yeah. Enjoy the journey and set those, and, you know, set the intentions and work from that inspired action place.
So where do you see yourself going next as you're creating the rest of your platform? What's the next step for you?
The next step is speaking in front of big audiences, you know, at weekend workshops and daily seminars, and really getting the opportunity to help people increase their abundance vibe and introduce them to money, 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 and having fun playing in front of big groups and just teaching more and more people that you can do it differently. Like, you can create whatever you want. So whatever the life you want to look like, you can create that.
That's a fantastic message to get out there. So what would be your last bit of advice to the listeners?
To set your intention first, to really come from a place of inspired action, to set the intention, like, identify who you want to be as a coach or a mind-body person, whatever that is. Really define that, and who is that, and how does that look different than you are today? And start, you know, put yourself in that space where you have 5 clients, you have 10 clients, or you're speaking, you know, twice a week, or whatever it is that you want. Put yourself in that space and really be in that space and take the inspired action that comes from that place.
Love it. Love it. Well, where can my listeners find you? Because I think this, the Manifesting Playground and your new ebook coming out, everyone's going to be like, how do I sign up for that? So where can they find you?
So you can find me at CassieParks.com. That's CassieParks.com. And money, money, money can be found on the Manifesting Playground tab at the top.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for all of the information you've given us. This has been fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
You have been listening to The Mindful Marketing Show with me, your host, Kimberly Maska. You can get more information about this episode and all of my episodes at mindfulmarketingshow.com. There you'll find all of the show notes and links to the books and business resources we discussed. Again, that's mindfulmarketingshow.com. Until next time, be passionate, be inspired, and live your dream. Have a beautiful day.